Need a for and or against.
What's your name, please?
Bob Neff. You can figure out whether it's for or against. After I'm done, I guess. First of all, let's say I think there's one representative here from the Valley. Most of what I'll say, I exempt the Valley from it, just to let you know. I'm against this because it's a total waste of money. I'm for it because it's a symptom of, for 30 years, trying to solve the two main problems. And so is aid to schools and aid to town and all the rest of it. And that was begun by probably liberal Republicans, we used to have those, and Democrats, probably 30 years ago, as I recall. I don't know. Senator Cates's dad. Before that, there really wasn't state aid to education. All the money being funneled from southern Maine into northern Maine, and we call this a central Maine east-west highway. Well, central Maine economically is probably 20 feet north of Portland. Central Maine demographically, I'm not sure, but I bet it's around Bodenham. Okay? So without any doubt, anything south of Augusta is in a different kind of Maine. But anyway, we have shipped billions of dollars of taxpayers' money, including low-income people, north and east and to Lyman, but that's another story. And what we've gotten back for 30 years is things really haven't gotten better up there. And also what we've gotten back is folks up there have elected a bunch of people that go like this to all the rest of us. What I'm saying is I'm asking you to look ahead.
I'm going to address you, sir, okay. And the issue I have with you right now is you seem to be rambling and not staying to the point of either you're for or against this particular legislation. So get to the point, and let's hear your testimony.
I'm against shipping more money north, and I think if you keep doing it, you're going to wind up with an initiative referendum that regionalizes or county wise sets the gas tax instead of a state gas tax. And everybody will look at me and say, he's nuts, but gas tax is maybe 30 cents. I see 5 cents for the interstate. And then it'll be up to each county what they want to do on top of that. And I think people in southern Maine are going to love it. So you can pass this, but I think you're just reinforcing the impression of people in southern Maine and people in central Maine that you're just taking more and more from them and shipping it out. And you can do that if you want to. I'm just trying to give you a heads up. Same thing's going to happen with school aid. Thank you very much.
Any questions? Seeing none, thank you. Any additional testimony, neither for nor against LD 1671? Please announce the name for the mic, please.
My name is Denise Pantella. I live in Kennebunk, Maine. I propose that the 12 people who testified in favor of this study, that they get together and pay for it themselves. I would caution them that I suspect it will cost a lot more than $300,000.
Mr., could you move the mic down just a little bit closer to you? There you go.
I propose that the 12 people who testified in favor of this study.
I want the folks at home to be able to hear you, so.
That they get together and pay for it themselves. I would caution them that I suspect it will cost a lot more than $300,000. And I think the state has no right squandering away $300,000 for corporate profiteers. Thank you.
Is that your testimony?
That's right.
Any questions? Seeing none, thank you. Any additional testimony, neither for nor against, LD 1671? Seeing none. That concludes the public hearing on LD 1671.